Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God. It's a joy to come your way with God's word. Matthew chapter 26, verse number 36 tells us, "Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he told the disciples, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.'" At the time Jesus was about to be captured and to be crucified, he goes to Gethsemane with the disciples, and he goes there to pray. Gethsemane is where Jesus goes to pray on his final prayer before he's captured and arrested. And when he goes there with his disciples, he expects the disciples to pray with him. But he goes to pray for 1 hour, and he comes to find them sleeping. Verse number 40 and 41 says, "Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. He asked Peter, 'So couldn't you stay awake with me 1 hour?'" 41 says, "Stay awake and pray, so that you won't enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." So Jesus expects the disciples to pray along with him. And he prays for an hour, a good hour, and he comes to find them already asleep. And then he calls Peter and says, "So you guys, you couldn't stay with me 1 hour in prayer? Stay awake and pray, so that you do not enter into temptation." Of course, we know the end of the story. He goes again to pray. He comes back to find them sleeping. He goes to pray the third time. He comes back still finding them sleeping. But we see a very important lesson about prayer in this Gethsemane experience, where Jesus says to the disciples, "Stay awake and pray, so you do not enter into temptation." A lot of Christians use prayer as a means of getting God to do things for them. For a lot of Christians, prayer is a means of receiving our desires, our hopes and aspirations from God. But Jesus teaches us one important aspect of prayer, is that prayer will keep us away from temptation, or it will keep us out of temptation. Prior to the hour of his arrest and eventual death, he's praying so that he escapes the temptation of having his own way and the temptation of escaping the death that he had been assigned to die on behalf of humanity. He's praying that God will strengthen him in terms of the trial that he was about to enter, the torture that was about to come upon him. Prayer is important against temptation. It may not necessarily mean that when you pray, temptations will not come. But when you pray and temptations come, God is able to sustain you and to keep you through the hour of temptation. And that is why Jesus is faultless through all that great trial and torture. He comes out unscathed. The disciples could not stay with Jesus in prayer. And so that night, all of them were scattered. None of them could stand with Jesus. Even though they desired greatly to stand with him, because prior to that, they had affirmed their commitment, their allegiance, and their devotion to him. But in the hour of temptation, they were nowhere to be found. You see, child of God, we can affirm our allegiance and our loyalty and devotion to the Lord. We can confess it. We can sing about it and testify about it. But in the hour of temptation, the prayers we pray is what will give God the room, the opportunity to intervene
on our account to strengthen us and to sustain us. Stay awake in prayer, because that is what Jesus expects of all those who follow him, so that he can strengthen them through their hour of temptation. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.